This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tomorrow, we'll find out how many people applied for unemployment benefits last week. That number has been trending downward as the economy has improved around the country, but the job market isn't getting better everywhere. In Rhode Island, the unemployment rate remains at 9.8%, tied with California for the highest in the nation. Leonard Lardero is an economics professor at the University of Rhode Island, and he's with us now from Providence to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what is the matter with Rhode Island's economy?
We're not really a place where there's a friendly business environment. Any 50-state comparison really pummels us very, very badly. We don't really have the quality of K-12 education we need. And so these things are all curable. But the saddest thing was in 2008, at the end of the year, when the global and national economies were spinning, Rhode Island had the perfect opportunity, like other states, to reinvent itself, to build on our strengths, to get rid of our weaknesses. We did nothing.
Why is Rhode Island's economy so different from neighboring Massachusetts?
The biggest answer there has to be technology. That Massachusetts, they've had hardships over the years, and they had to reinvent themselves when the mini computers died, other things had happened. And so they really went after their cost structure. They always had excellent human capital. But Rhode Island hasn't gone after its tax and cost structure. Sadly, our leaders seem to have this management culture of denial that you should always look at the glass as being half full. So don't be negative, even if you're being accurate. So people like me will say, this is a problem. We've been losing population, for example, since July of 2004. So hopefully we'll decide we can use our size, be nimble. We'll really go after things. Because our biggest problem right now has to be the lack of skills of our labor force. And that's another reason why things are so problematic here, why we're stuck in such a bad place.
But you've got a lot of universities. I mean, there's Brown, there's the University of Rhode Island, there are others. Why can't you keep any of those students? Yeah.
Well, it's a combination of things. Because we don't have the prerequisites for success in a tech era, we actually produce a lot of very skilled people. But because our tax and cost structure isn't good enough and we haven't managed the state efficiently, we effectively lease them out to Massachusetts and Connecticut. We've redefined brain drain as kind of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. But the irony of that is when they come home with that money, it fuels retail sales, it fuels housing and some other areas. So it becomes very uneven economic activity. And that's what we've got to break out of. We need consistency and we need leadership that knows how to deal with an information-based economy.
Leonard Lardero is a professor of economics at the University of Rhode Island. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.